Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly, yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So right now, as I'm recording this, we are in 2021. We are getting into the middle of December here. We're past the Feast of Hanukkah, which is the Feast of Dedication, the Festival of Lights, which is a reminder that God can often take what seems like it's not enough. He can take a little bit that we have. And he can do the miraculous. It's a reminder that our light is supposed to be shining brighter and brighter. God wants us to be continually growing and expanding. He wants to do the miraculous for us. This time of year is a reminder for us of the miraculous. And I've just been, something I like to do is God's taught me more about his timing and his yearly cycle. It's just to observe what's going on in my own life. Looking back over the last previous years, what was happening? What were the themes that were emerging during this time of the year in December? And then also just observing what's going on in other people's lives as well. And just my observations right now, just the people that I've been around, just observing what's going on in their lives. This is a time where it seems like, hey, I don't have enough. It seems like I'm trying to transition to this next level. I'm trying to step into this new level that God has for me. But it kind of feels overwhelming. Kind of feels overwhelming, like I don't have enough. And as I woke up this morning and I've been praying and seeking God, what are we talking about today? I felt like this phrase just kept repeating on the inside of me. I've got two hands. God has two hands. As if you've been following along in our daily communion meditations, and if you haven't, I would highly recommend. I think they'll be very beneficial for you just to start following along with those every day. But in our daily communion meditations, we pray a prayer every day, about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And I was kind of thinking about something because inside of that prayer, when we get into the part on the prayer of Jabez, we've actually got two different times where we're talking about God's hand. We've got one time where we ask God to keep our hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in his eyes. And for whatever reason, I guess it was God prompting the thinking. But I was thinking about, well, wait a minute. I just asked God to keep his hand on me. But then in the very next sentence, almost, we ask God to stretch out his hand to heal and do signs and wonders. And I started thinking for a second, because I know God had prompted this prayer that we pray. Earlier in this year, in 2021, we did the prayer challenge. I know God, I could just feel God's hand on it, prompting and inspiring this prayer that we've used it every single day. And this is the foundation of what I pray every single day. But it's got two times in there asking God to do things with his hands. One time to keep his hand on us, the other time to stretch out his hand to heal and do signs and wonders. And I just started thinking about it. I was like, God, it kind of seems weird that we're asking for your hand on two different things. And the answer I got was this. Well, Daniel, I've got two hands. I can keep one hand on you to guide you, to equip you, to empower you to function in my strength. I can keep one hand on you, and I can, with my other hand, my hand can stretch out and it can work things out for your good. It can heal. It can do the miraculous. It can work things. It's working. It's working ahead of you. It's working behind you. It's working all around you. I got one hand on you, and I've got one hand on everything else, working it all together for your good. That's a very, I don't know about for you, but that's a very comforting thought. That God's got one hand on me. He's got one hand on you. He's got one hand on all of us. And the other hand, he's using it to work. He's stretching it out. He's working. He's doing everything for our good with that other hand. He's got us covered from every angle. He holds our today. He's rolled away our past. He holds our future. He had purpose and grace for us, given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. Nothing's too hard for him. Nothing's impossible for him. So if you're going through a time right now where it just seems like it's kind of overwhelming, stuff's coming at you from every angle, I think the good news is today, don't have to rely on what we can do. God's got two hands. Ask him for his hand on you to help you do the things that you need to do today, to lead you, to guide you, to equip you, and to empower you today. And ask him for his other hand. Ask him to stretch it out, to heal, to do signs and wonders, to work miraculous things all around you and in your life. He's got two hands. So we're going to take communion over this just as a time of gratitude. God is so amazing, and nothing's impossible with him. And he loves us. He eagerly desires to help us. Think about this. He loved us. He desired to have us back in his life again so much. He sent his one and only son to die for us. That's how much he loved us. That's how much he desired this relationship with us, where he can do this for us in our lives. And that's an amazing gift of grace. So, Father, we're just so thankful for you. Thankful that you chose to do the impossible to bring us back to you. We thank you that you got two hands, that you got one hand on us and the other hand working everything for our good. That we can trust in you, that you'll never let us down, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. That your love is unfailing. We just thank you that you're with us. Just so grateful to have you in our lives. So grateful for all that Jesus did for us and made possible for us to connect us back to you, that we can have life. Life is connected to you. It's being connected to you, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight." Can approach him with freedom and confidence. He wants to help. He wants to put his two hands to work in your life. He eagerly desires to do that. He just needs us to ask. He needs permission. He could do it, but he's not going to force it on us. He could do it without our permission, but he's not going to force it on us. Just simply asking him every day, asking him and giving him permission to go to work, and then just trusting in him that even though you can't see it, his hand is working. His two hands are working. Even when you can't see it. Father, we thank you for this bread. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe as you experience this, you get into impossible, overwhelming situations. Like it doesn't seem like you have enough. And you just experience this. God's two hands working on you, working in your life. I believe it helps you to know him better, to know his heart and his grace and his kindness and his goodness and his love. And just makes us want to get to know him even more. Father, we thank you for this cup. and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. We're closing up a week here. It's Friday as I'm recording this. Closing up a week, getting ready to start a new week. Stay connected to Him this week. Just keep your eyes focused on Him and keep remembering, keep bringing this to remembrance. His two hands are working in your life. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.